Please forward to Melissa and Clayton, thank you, on blindness, do you see the man I am rather than the man they say I am acting? Requires an email composed crafted that is a skill I own. One message. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com, Tuesday, March 27, 2018 at 2:48 a.m. 2. Melissa Guerrero and Clayton Advocacy for James M. Driscoll, DBHR best at dbh.sbcounty.gov. Melissa. I talked about trust binding, IT starts at the beginning, first the honesty binding. This is a binding presence URL to your name independently of your job. You are a human female person first. http://melissa-guerrero.adancra.gruup.net spelled gruwup.net. Great reasons as will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference/chromobone.jpg. This is a binding presence URL to your name and your job location. http://melissa-guerrero.dbh-spounty-gov.adancra.gruup.net spelled gruwup.net. Great reasons this will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference/chromobone.jpg. Preface. Please do not disrespect this network's mission goal to a compromising position. We must press forward in all ways possible to secure the rights that I am legally allowed to claim, otherwise, I will have no other option but to pursue a court remedy of discrimination filing against the department for their actions. They will attempt to defend their position. Every option they want to defend has been taken in account for. There is no excuse to have lost track of the ideals and focus of a convention of the United Nations that was signed in 2007. The year is 2018. Time to figure it out and do the right course of actions, for that is the way of the worldwide order perspectives. There is a hidden agenda here that I don't understand. Long term, has stagnated your policy to a one that can't hold its standing in court. My attitude to receive such resistance is a matter closer to #conspiracyexposed, a part of a larger conspiracy being revealed of a hate collective from Denver. Being subject to consider this matter locale and that matter locale to their region, the truth is the only thing that is acceptable to be placed upon this network's administration authority. Any deviation from the truth has dire consequences for listings and placements of record that won't be able to be removed. Permanence of a record detail non-amendable, because of hate mindset not willing to release their hold on intractable conflict. The resolve holds forever at fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of #Potapo, and that is not my desire for the world. Perspective of a peace builder doing chromobone good work deeds upon our world. I deserve to be treated better than this, for sure. I deserve apology and reconciliation of the Potapo formation inside of interpersonal relationships that have not understood my motives. Intentions, to be able to freely express myself in the technology choice of format and media to change the worldwide perspective to a model of peace working holdings. Holdings are bindings of understanding that don't go away. We have that technology at our use right here and now, for I own it outright own it. It deserves to be developed and freed from the continued hate and harassment I receive going on 10 years more, when I am alone without supportive ties in a community such as Denver and now apparently San Bernardino. This conspiracy to hold the haters free to run amok is outrageous conduct unbecoming a court officer, and I have my public defender also in a binding presence here to do the right thing. The term harassment will be used to criticize my emails. They can't be that due to the definition of harassment. Harassment, either harassment or harassment, n. The act of systematic and or continued unwanted and annoying actions of one party or a group, including threats and demands. The purposes may vary, including racial prejudice, personal malice, an attempt to force someone to quit a job or grant sexual favors, apply legal pressure to collect a bill, or merely gain sadistic pleasure from making someone fearful or anxious. Such activities may be the basis for a lawsuit if due to discrimination based on race or sex, a violation on the statutory limitations on collection agencies, involve revenge by an ex-spouse, or be shown to be a form of blackmail. I'll stop bothering you if you'll go to bed with me. The victim may file a petition for a stay-away, restraining, order, intended to prevent contact by the offensive party. A systematic pattern of harassment by an employee against another worker may subject the employer to a lawsuit for failure to protect the worker. C. Harass, sexual harassment. My demands are simple: to enable my rights as a person with disabilities that is addressed in a legal document. I have not placed any threat into existence that meets this definition. Since my rights have not been enabled for over 10 years strong, my emotional presence to ensure my rights has been affected. It is the right of mine to hold this disdain for a system that is willing to commit me to a pathway of suicide, to hold haters in leadership charge rather than to change. They are the ones who have done wrong to me, harassing me, annoying me, and if the doctors here do not represent their independence of local circumstances, there is a greater conspiracy here that still need to be uprooted. Victim is me. I claim they are killing me with their kindness ploy. They are haters at heart, or just innocents of misunderstanding. That understanding is the option for them to find. For I have my completion, that would be said many times since I left Denver. This one is absolute. If this is not fixed, this one cycle time corrected adaptive first time attempt here now with you, I am going to the United Nations and changing my United States citizenry to some other country that does not allow the haters to win. I take the documented record with me, knowing it is to the best ability, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They are record details of supposition points of view, from a single man with mimetic understandings, when reconciliation is not placed upon the table, for being noted at being binded to it fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding not of hashtag Potapo, there must be another explanation. A hidden agenda. The only scientific accounting of behavior that would allow a state of record to exist that one would not care to be concerned about would be a person who is a psychopath. I have no affixed ideal for that cause of conflict yet. My technology involves psychology and behavioral sciences. It is not like I don't know what I am talking about. It would be best to unite together and build bonds united instead of breaking apart divided. For as I say, united we stand, divided we fall. Content links. The link opens the text and spoken voice fixed wording versions of this FCC report. My sites are cleared by Site Advisor is safe to browse. Gruup.net spelled gruup.net, great reasons as will unite peace as Site Advisor cleared safe education, reference is considered education, reference and. Realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, and fuckeduphuman.net spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding not of hashtag Potapo are considered classified as content servers. The links at my domains should pass your security filters. If they do not, I will make a workaround for you on flash drive. If necessary, open FCC complaint request number 2,329,046. http://ineedaguardianangel.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /fcc.gov/fcc-complaint-request-request-%232329046.html. This link opens the YouTube short 10-minute presentation of Quality in Social Services, Understanding the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. This two links opens the YouTube long legal discussion on the CRPD. The first link opens the video from the start, an hour and 51 minutes. The second link opens the true grid of the matter of Article 12 that we discussed. It is approximately 10 minutes discussion in this video. Mini Law School, Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, Article 12. It is the position of your policy that you do not have to receive and read email from clients, patients. That policy is extremely outdated, and in view of the resistance factor, why a department would be so pressured to not listen to me and refer me to out of the county system is beyond me. It is the state's obligation to enable the rights for persons with disabilities. It is the state's obligation to accommodate the change necessary, specifically addressed in the area of communications, to build and ensure autonomy and trust. It is discrimination to not provide this accommodation. Conclusion. They will either claim they never said they denied my right to use email, or they will claim that I was harassing in tone or deliverance of frequency. For which the F word has been used in view and scope fully said is fuck and fucked up human, all roots of acceptable standard, that is not a justification to classify my writing as harassing. Appropriately, this has already been issued. Admonishment to dbh.sbcounty.gov warning. Strong language in this audio. Since I own it, fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag Potapo, it too would be an acceptance allowances per the United Nations Enable Rights for Persons with Disabilities, considering that this web space and detailed documentation exists, cyber law legal exists on the web space here. http://webdomains, fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag Potapo, dbh.sbcounty.gov/. As you two are locale based upon that domain, you are in effect listed to the contents there in your association to the meaning of the African Adinkra symbol of chromobone. One bad makes all look bad. So they acting bad at the Phoenix Community Counseling Center makes you all at the Department of Behavior Health domain look bad. You're going to have to break apart loyalties. I bet you are going to have to stand your ground. If you are even one bit intimidated or threatened by anyone to the loss of your job, etc. for representation of my side of reality, let me know their names, rank, serial number. I will obtain their Truth Finder report. Enlist their name and the record truth at http://persons/fuckeduphuman.net, spelled fuckedhuman.net, a conflict resolution binding knot of hashtag Potapo. There is no excuse but denial of love and acceptance of hate that would allow this position held by me and the United Nations to not move forward to unchanged. Sincerely, James Martin Driscoll, 3260 Grande Vista, San Bernardino, CA 92405, 909-882-8759. Website, http://grewupnetpeacebuildingwebsite.business.site/. I am listed under that as a business operation, protectively goal point to produce the web interface and go live on the worldwide order. That is my full potential of this technology that must be respected, not rejected from one's perceptional blindness. A friend of mine from age 20 wrote this on blindness. We are all blind, in one respect or another. Those for whom this statement rings true are those who have enjoyed some success in a struggle against perceptual impairment which few undertake. We humans have trouble learning to see things that we don't expect to see, or would rather not see. For perception is greatly influenced by expectation. Is the glass half full or half empty? Most difficult to see, of course, are things which we have some material interest in not seeing. Things which, if we saw them, would be uncomfortable to live with, or would change our lives, perhaps in ways in which we are not ready to change. Or things which might reveal some undiscovered error in our individual or collective ways. Blindness of this kind is caused by several factors. Firstly, our perceptions are restricted by certain cultural assumptions. Because something is true in the place where we live, at this particular time, we tend to assume that it is true everywhere at all times. Social customs and mores are based on these assumptions, and things which fall outside them are weird or immoral. What we fail to see is that at a different time, or in a different place, things people here and now do or believe were, are, will be viewed with the same disfavor. Another important factor is religion. There are a goodly number of traditions which each consider themselves the one true faith. They may all be wrong. Or they could all be right. It really doesn't matter so much, except when we don't see that the person who believes or disbelieves differently does so with the same sincerity and conviction as others who disbelieve as we do. It's difficult to realize sometimes that things which we don't commonly label as religion can also be objects of faith, even though we aren't used to thinking of them that way. Our personal experience can also blind us to differing experiences of others. If our own experience of someone or something has been unpleasant, we often find it difficult to see that someone else, for whatever reason, may have had a positive experience where ours was negative. Or vice versa, and we dismiss what they have to say because it doesn't jive with what happened to us. You may have noticed that I didn't illustrate my points with examples. Because if I had, some of you would have refused to see the point, because the example might have been something you didn't want to see. Can you think of areas in your own life where you might be blinder than you think? Which examples of the things enumerated above would have made you say, yes? Which examples of precisely the same thing would have made you say, bullshit? People whose eyes don't function perfectly tend to rely more heavily on their other senses to fill in missing information about the world around them. This works for perceptual blindness as well. You will find that you will see much better if you listen. And finally, because we are all different, sometimes we must simply admit that we just see things differently. which should not stop us from remaining friends. One chance, or else I go change my U.S. citizenship, my mother will lose her son in the process because the haters have been allowed to win. This is on Twitter to Elon Musk of Tesla and SpaceX fame. I am expecting remote viewing of your obligations here to be wise choices for each and every step we make. Elon Musk verified account at Elon Musk. From my mom, every time I use irony, I lose a friend. 10:21 p.m. the 26th of March 2018. 3,723 retweets. 25,413 likes. Jeff Thana Maria Dragomar McHazel Smiley Face, Saad Vignesh Mayank Joshi Pavit Keaton. 1,044 replies, 3,723 retweets, 25,413 likes. James Driscoll tweet text. James Driscoll at grew up 2 hours ago. Replying to at Elon Musk. By the way, I will once again reflect upon your post that you have been given a folder on my trust building network by default at realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, in an attempt to obtain the status of hash I need a guardian angel, content filed, http://ineedaguardianangel.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, per percent 5b persons percent 5d, Elon, Reeve, Musk, attempting a remedy. Hashtag HitEcollective. 0 replies, 0 retweets, 0 likes. James Driscoll at grew up 2 hours ago. Replying to at Elon Musk. A friend is this. If you lose a friend, they were never a friend in the first place. This image is posted in reference to a caddy group at the Colorado Health Network. In this post, http://ineedaguardianangel-elon-reeve-musk.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /bounty.gov/gmail%20-%20y%20do%20i%20not%20fit%20into%20a%20box%20 or %20mold.html. Check the URL.